Bear Podcast 364.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
So everyone, welcome to episode 364.
Yes.
Maynard, why are your nipples a little sensitive?
I got electrocuted.
And why did you get electrocuted, Maynard?
Because some people are asking for it. I don't know, some of our listeners.
Yay, listeners!
Okay, yeah, there's going to be some footage on some videos. So
I just can't wait to see how much footage she actually puts out there, because there's a good little bit of footage.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's a lot of...
So anyway, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Mm-hmm. I'm the newly electrocuted Nard. Thanks to Ray. Okay. So, so welcome everyone, and what can I say? I've been virginized.
See, I'm like Uncle Fester. I have my own bit of electricity.
Uh-huh.
Except I don't have to stick it in my mouth like you did, you know, just, you know.
That's right. So, anyway, welcome to 364, episode 364, guys, and we got a good show for you guys, and some interesting topics. Actually, we've been watching TV. We just finished watching TV. What's that show again?
It's called Strange Sex.
Strange Sex.
It's on one of the side channels.
Yeah, they're showing footage about, you know, women having an orgasm after giving birth,
or while giving birth,
and some people who are into polyamorous relationships.
Yes.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. And there's a bunch more. There's a very interesting series. It's a lot of people that have different sexual lifestyles, that have different sexual, dysfunctions, the best way to say it. They have problems having sex. Either it's too painful emotionally or physically. Or one of the episodes I saw, the husband and wife had been trying to have kids forever, but they couldn't have sex without condoms because every time they did, she got... like her uterus became inflamed, and to come to find out, her body was allergic to his semen.
Oh gosh!
And it's like, that's scary. And it's like one of those 1 in 5 or 6 million people that happens to. So you very rarely hear about it. So they had to go through all this like gene therapy stuff to try to get her body used to his semen, so they could have unprotected sex, so they could have a baby. So.
That's pretty scary.
It was very interesting. It's just like you marry somebody, you're in love with them, and I guess if you're a married couple, still using a condom, it's fine. I mean, I'm sure the guy would much rather not, but it was just one of those things. That, you know, you're having sex with your wife and you're causing her great pain.
I know,
and it's not the fun kind of pain.
Not at all. But anyway,
so it's interesting, Chef. So you can catch
they also showed videos about husband and wife being in a polyamorous relationship, and it's kind of interesting because there are in the bear community we have triads, right?
Well, there's triads and there's other poly relationships that have kind of like families going on. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty interesting. Yeah.
So. Anyway. The best one was the baby shooting out the vaginas.
Because
they showed it on both couples that were having babies. The poly group and then the husband and wife that she was having the orgasm. They were both in the water and you see the baby just shooting out. It's like, pew! And you see legs and you see head and there's water and then the husband's laying there holding the wife while she's having the baby. And it's just like, okay, that's a little too much for me. I don't think I could be in the same tub with the baby and the blood. Eh.
No, not at all. Neither am I. But anyway, so...
I'm a proponent for cloning.
But still, don't you need surrogates for that?
I think they can make an artificial uterus.
Artificial uterus. Well, long way from that.
Put it in a goat. It'll be all right.
Okay, Ray. So anyway, let's do some weekend updates because I can't stand all these bloody dog.
He can't okay. stand the vagina.
No vagina for me. Okay, Ray. So, weekend updates. What's up? What happened to you this weekend?
Well, let's see. I went and saw two movies this weekend, or over the past weekend. I saw Limitless, which mm-hmm. is the one where the guy takes the pill and it makes him use 100% of his brain. It was quite interesting. Very action-packed. It was one of those movies that made you think about what it was going on, what it was doing to him, what he was learning, how fast he was learning stuff, how he was strategizing and looking, because he was like trying to make money in the stock market looking at all this data, and all of a sudden he just like pulls stuff together and makes a couple million over in a couple days on the stock market. And so it was pretty very interesting, and the way it ended was very odd, because
let's spoil it,
he was predicting stuff before it happened.
Oh.
So it was like, is he still on the drug? Or is he the drug, he's just taking so much of the drug that his mental state is higher now.
Did he take it once only?
It was a tablet. You have to take a tablet every day.
Oh, okay.
And there's a section in where he was doubling his dose because he was trying to do so much. Mm-hmm. And he started having blackouts, and that was quite interesting. Ah, so. Okay. But it's very good. Then I went and saw, let's see, what was that? Saturday I went and saw Sucker Punch.
So how's that? How's the visual effects in that one?
I felt like I got sucker punched.
Really?
In my wallet. Thank God I didn't go to it. Everybody was like, go see it in IMAX. Go see it in IMAX. And I'm glad I did not spend that $18 to go see it in IMAX.
Was it 3D or just IMAX?
It was just regular. I went to the cheap theater and spent $5.
Okay.
So, and I felt like I got robbed spending the $5. The storyline, I think, it was okay, but it lost me. There's a transition at the very beginning of the movie. There's like all this buildup of this backstory of why this girl's in the mental institution. And then she gets there, and then it transitions into burlesque. And you just kind
of there's lots of singing.
And you just kind of lose it there for a little bit. And then it goes into all the stuff that you see on the commercials and stuff. Is she's going on these quests in her mind to get these certain tools to get out of the institution. Mm-hmm. Visually, they are incredible. There's a fight. There's a scene where she's fighting with a dragon.
Yeah.
That is just like, it's out of WoW or something. I mean, it's very video game-esque like.
But that's what you're paying for, the effects. Forget about the story. Just
well, no, because I was about to fall asleep the first part of the movie. Oh, because okay. I was just like, oh, God, this is kind of boring.
Okay.
Until it got to, like, it was boring, and then you did these little vignettes where they were doing these quest-type things. And I was like, okay, that's exciting. And then it's like, boring, then vignette, boring, and it's just like, ugh. So it's one of those I suggest to wait till it comes out on DVD or Netflix and watch it. The special effects and the visual effects were just incredible. The storyline, like, eh. Mm. So.
Well.
What did you go see?
I got to see, what is it? Let me see.
Source Code?
Source Code, yes, the Source Code. It's Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yep.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I always remember him from Brokeback Mountain. But it's pretty good. It's it's kind of confusing. It has that Minority Report effect, something like that, because, you know, it's it's more like going to the past. What they're doing is going to the past, because Minority Report is going to the future.
Future,
think.
Yeah.
It's pre-crime. That's pre-crime. This one's pretty much like going to the past and seeing. You know, you have eight minutes.
Well, I think this is going to the past and trying to change it.
Trying to change it, or trying to see what happened, or how everything happened, and he was trying to change it. So yeah, it's pretty interesting, although not too much in the effects. It's more in the story, really. So. Yeah. If you're going to watch that, it could be cable or DVD or something like that. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch it because of Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know. If you like Jake Gyllenhaal.
So did he get to hit that girl in 8 minutes?
Yeah, he did. he got her to date her. Date him, I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's good. It's pretty good. You guys might like it. The story's pretty good. Not much in the effects. Lots of explosion. That's pretty much it. Not too much
explosion. And then we had a pool party.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's more than that. Actually, this weekend, Mike came over. Mike, my partner Mike, he came over this weekend, and we watched
Did any of us see him?
Yeah. No, you don't. He's a Snuffleupagus. Yeah, he came over and we went to, what do you call this? The Houston Open. It's a golf. It's the first time I've been to a golf course. Have you ever, have you been to a golf course? Of course you have, probably in South Carolina or what?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's my first time ever.
I grew up around Augusta, Georgia. It's all about the Masters.
Okay, that's right. But to me, it's my first time to be in a golf course ever. And, okay, I enjoyed it when somebody, you know, does an eagle or does a birdie. When, you know, it's birdie. It's nice to see and watch, but then all this weight is driving me crazy. And Mike also kind of tricked me, said, you don't need your phone here. You can't use your phone. They'll take it away from you. Because I think last year that's what they did. You cannot bring a cell phone inside the course.
Yeah.
So when we were there, they had new... So I left my phone in the car. And when we went inside, they have mobile phone guidelines. Should keep it silent. You can only use the cell phones in these designated areas, and you cannot use your phone while somebody's teeing up or trying to do a putt, the hole. And I was just there eating. I just kept eating, yeah. Getting hot dogs and hoagies.
See, I figured he'd been coming to town. Y'all been going to Discovery Green for all the free concerts Saturday. Since the Final Four is here in Houston, apparently I didn't know anything about it until Saturday afternoon when I went to Denny's and. There's all these hot, like, kind of tall college guys running around Denny's, and I was like, what the hell is this about? And then I finally picked up when a group of the little hot ones asked me if I knew where a Walgreens and a liquor store was.
Mm.
And then where was the best place to go party? And I said, well, Walgreens down the street, liquor stores across there, but the best place to party is at my house.
Of course.
No, actually, the best place to party is go hit Washington, and there's plenty of clubs up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get what you're looking for on your way back, you can stop by my house. I'll show you a party.
Nice.
I'll slam dunk it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, actually, that's what we did afterwards. We went to Hooters and watched basketball. We watched VCU versus Butler. So, see, I know the names. I actually know the names. Okay, so that was Saturday. Sunday, our softball team lost two games. Yeah, two games. We kind of sucked that weekend. But we'll bounce back. I know we will. I hope we will. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a pool party again. Ray and I went to pool party.
A heated pool party.
Huh? A heated pool party in the middle of spring, I guess. Yeah.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. It's still a little chilly here for the pools to be warmer up to swim in. Give it another couple of weeks. If the weather stays warm, it'll be... People be getting pools going. Yeah.
It's nice to swim around bears again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I kept having to pull Maynard off all these big hairy guys. He was like trying to braid their hair, back hair. And
yeah.
It's like, ah.
Yeah, it was fun. And then we went to the Korean restaurant.
That's right.
How do you like
it? We went to the Korean restaurant with the Korean, and he complained the whole time about how bad everything was.
Oh. Well, you can't take a Korean inside a Korean restaurant again.
And I kept wanting to tell him, your grandmother doesn't cook here. It's not her restaurant. It won't be the same. But, you know, so we had a good time, though.
But it's fun. You know, with Korean restaurant, what do? You order, you can order raw meat, raw beef, raw pork, or raw chicken if you want to. They're marinated. And you can, there's a stove in front of you. There's a grill. You get to cook inside in it.
Yeah, it's the Korean version of fondue.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's with a grill.
Grill.
And man. So it's fun. And then they give us these small plates for, you know, bean sprouts or spinach, potatoes or kimchi and stuff like that. So they're pretty good. I like those small plates.
Good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed everything.
Mm-hmm.
The garlic was a bit rough, though.
Yeah. I think you ate something really raw.
It must have been really raw because it was about to kill me there at the end because I was like, oh, I love garlic, but this is just like about to like burn my tongue off. So, apparently, because we'd cut the grill off and we were just kind of letting it cook on top of the hot grill. So we had a good time. So
yeah.
And we did this shot where you do the shot and then you eat the bacon.
They actually have those small strips of pork. Shoulder, pork belly.
I don't know what it is. It's like big strips of bacon.
This big bacon, but then you just you grill it and until it's crispy, and then you drink this. I don't know what it is.
It's some kind of wine.
Some kind of wine. You eat it with it. So you drink it, and then you eat piece of bacon.
You shoot the wine or shoot the whatever it is, and then you eat the bacon.
Yeah.
And it does have an interesting flavor once you do that. So.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was a fun night. But anyway, okay. So, moving along. Right. So, that's our weekend.
That was our weekend.
How are your weekends, guys? Yeah. Well, okay, Ray. Speaking of weekends, this coming weekend, I will be at Drenched Fur in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Speaking of more wet, hairy bears for him to be up on.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see some bears. I'll be recording with... we're going to do a chaser show there with Devin and Jeffrey from Chaser Show. And hopefully we're going to have Eric. They're all from... he's from Chicago, too. So, Devin and Eric are from Chicago. So, we'll get to hang out there and probably podcast from there. So you guys get to see that side of town, that side of the U.S. in Erie, Pennsylvania. So we'll see what about that.
And you need to get the Chasers talk Devin and Eric into coming to Bear Watch.
That's right. Yeah, I'll try to convince them.
I'll give you a code to give them. The child can talk about the Chaser code.
The Chaser code. There's a Chaser code.
There's a Chaser code.
Nice. Okay. So one of the topics that Ray brought up, actually, is about anniversaries.
Anniversaries, that's right. Mm-hmm. We had this conversation this weekend, me and the boy, about when is your anniversary date? Do you choose the day that you met? Or do you choose the day that you started dating? What do y'all do? I mean, like, most straight folks, the straight folks always means they always kind of chose the day that they met because that was the special day that they met that person.
Actually,
and then the next day was the day they got it, like their wedding. So
okay. Well, that's true. So it's best to schedule your wedding on when you met.
That way, if you're a guy, you can't forget that. So but we're having that thing, that agreement. He was saying no, it was when we started dating. And then I was like, no, it's when we met, because we pretty much were together from that point on.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we met and just it kind of kept going. So,
yeah. To me, it's the time when we met. Mike and I, when we met, we laid eyes on each other for
across
the first time.
Across the bathhouse and the steamy stairs.
Not a bathhouse, no. We were in an Asians and Friends party. It was a spaghetti party. See, I can remember. It was a Saturday night when I laid eyes on him and he laid eyes on me and we both got laid. No kidding. No, we really just
there's a lot of laying Saturday. Hands on later.
And we went to the Ripcord and I kissed him. That's pretty much it. That's the start. So it's going to be 9 years soon in July. So that's how we do our anniversary, when we first met. So, listeners and viewers, do you guys do it on the first time you guys met? Those who are partners, okay? Or when you started
dating? The first time you
hooked up. Yeah. Dating. If you hooked up, when you hooked up, okay?
Dating, hooking up, it's almost the same thing in the gay world.
That's true. Okay.
So, but let us know. You know, give us some comments about, you know, when you met. So what was Mike doing in Houston at Asians and Friends party? How did he get there?
Well, let me see.
Who was
he came over
with?
I don't know. He was really just in town because we have a common friend, Palima. He came over because he's supposed to attend the pool party for him. But then his pool party, our friend Palima's pool party got canceled. So they went to the Asians and Friends party instead. And I was going to the Asians and Friends party anyway, so that's where I met. I met Mike in a pool the first time, and you know this. Hairy...
The universe was divine. Was putting the powers together to bring you together.
And his whole hairy back and everything, right? Just like that. So yeah. Oh my God, this guy's so hairy. Love it. So that's when I really just hanged out.
Yeah, as hairy as the buddy.
Got to meet
him.
He's
not as hairy as the buddy, is he?
Yeah. He's almost as hairy as the buddy. Yeah. So yeah, this anniversary. We'll be 9 years on. July, so looking forward to it. Speaking of July, we're going to Comic-Con.
You're going to Comic-Con.
I'm going to Comic-Con.
I'm stuck here, broke, as usual. Just me and the buddy. It's just me and the buddy that weekend. No Comic-Con, buddy. No Comic-Con.
Okay, let's go to some listener comments.
We got listener comments.
Should we go listener comments? No, wait. Sure. Not yet. Hold on. No. Oh, yeah. Wolf with a bear. A wolf with a bear. Maybe we don't have time, though.
What?
For a wolf with a bear. Or do we? Okay. We'll put it in. Okay, Ray. So, who's our wolf with a bear for this weekend? Uh-oh.
I think just...
Go up. Okay. Anyway, let me do it. Because you're still looking for your article. Okay. So, wolf with a bear today is Brett Cajun from Scruff. Yeah, wearing a Scruff shirt. Yeah. So, Brett is a white guy, 40, 5'7", 172 pounds of muscle, fire plug cub, with an ass you can bounce quarters off of. Is that his... Okay. He is a...
I've seen the pics. You can bounce quarters off that ass.
He is a down-to-earth Cajun guy from Louisiana who is versatile and looking for a long-term relationship. And he loves furry guys who are athletic and work out. He likes masculine men who are into sports. Sports.
Not water sports. Sports.
Take care of them. Those who take care of themselves and take care of their health. So that's Brett. So we have post a picture.
Brett Cajun.
Brett Cajun. On Scruff. So if you see him online, say hi.
He's hot.
Heard him from Bear Podcast. Yeah. Okay. How about some listener comments now?
All right. Listener comments.
Listener comments. Or do we show the video? I guess we can...
I think we show the electrifying video and then have comments. And y'all need to call in and comment on the video.
Oh my God, the video. So it'll be heavily edited, I guess.
No.
Okay.
You should put in a small part into the show.
And then give the whole thing.
And then put the whole thing as a separate thing.
Oh, no. Okay, we'll do that, okay? Probably next week, we'll see. We'll do some clips. And, here's some clips.
Demand the whole video, listeners. Demand the whole video. It's worth it. The best 5 minutes of your life you'll waste.
10,000 volts! It's the violet one. Look at that! What is that for? Oh, you clean it, okay. Because it's been used somewhere else, right?
I've used it on somebody else, but you want it clean. I mean, you're coming in contact with somebody else's skin.
Okay.
I think it's cleaned after every use, or, but still.
May have been in somebody else's balls.
Somebody, yeah.
Do I have to be tied up?
That's the only way to do it.
I'll just... Can I just put my hands behind my back?
No.
I'll put my hands in my pocket.
No. Yes, take the shirt off.
Okay. What are those for?
They're mitts.
They're mitts?
Yes.
So I can't stop you?
Yes. Take your shirt off. Come on.
Okay.
Procrastinator.
Ow! Oh my God. One hand. See, it's for boxing. Do I really have to be tied up? Oh my God. Is the angle right?
Yes.
Is my face basically... Oh my god. Don't we have some kind of safe word or something?
Safe words for pussies.
Oh my god. Oh, my nipples. Oh my god. No! Anyway, that video, just email us, okay? Let us know what you think, okay? Okay, so for episode 363, yes, it's episode is Liz, Devo, and Nipple Play. Vlog, yes. So, here's from Bill.
Hey, Bill.
It says, love the nipple play topic. Have never tried Violet One before on the nipples specifically, but I can imagine it would be fun. Well, I did try it, Bill, and I don't know. It's a very weird feeling. It did make me sensitive. So, yeah. I don't know how it... I guess it would really drive you crazy. Okay. Next is from Michael. Michael, Nard, I watched and heard you suggest an experience with the one that race. We are looking forward to the footage next week. Yeah, this is the week. Yeah. Just a little sneak peek you just saw. So, yeah. I don't know when we're going to post the whole thing. So, we'll see. Maybe next week.
You need to harass him to post the whole thing.
Yeah, fine. Okay, so here's a message from Moses. Woof, it's Moses. I'm glad y'all did that, and I'm still a little curious. He's the curious bear. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, it's a good thing you're 18. I'm only 18, he says, and I cannot just up and leave to go to Bear Watch without my parents worried.
Well, see, he didn't tell us he was 18.
He didn't tell us he was 18.
That's right. Yeah. When he was talking, he was like in his 30s.
Yeah. And, yeah, your parents would be all worried and all nosy. Yeah, so, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and you're too young to come to Bear Watch, so you got to be 21.
You have to be 21?
You have to be 21.
Oh.
There's alcohol involved. You have to be 21.
You'll just see the picture.
But, Moses, email us, and I'll hook you up with somebody here in Houston that you can talk to.
Oh, really? Mm. Just remember he's
a listener.
Oh, yeah.
18.
Ah, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. But, you know, he's bi-curious, bi-intrigued.
He's bear-intrigued.
Bear-intrigued. So. That's right. So, good luck, Moses. And thanks for... Yeah. And thanks to Bill, Michael, and Moses for the messages, yeah. So, it's good to hear from you guys. Okay. So, I guess that's it.
That's it. Because... there won't be a show next week because you'll be doing a Chaser show.
Well, there will be a show, but we will be recording there, so there will be no Ray for a while.
I get a week off. Yay! And all the shows come back next week because Final Four will be over with, so I can catch up on TV.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some footage and, to see some of my friends and probably meet new friends there in Drench Fur. If you guys are going to Drench Fur, let me know, okay? So we could hang out there, go to the wine tour, or go to the water park. It's going to be a water park. So it's a, they're gonna, at 10 o'clock on Saturday, they're going to close down a water park and all the bears will be...
Yeah.
That's
what they call it, trench fur. Because they get to a water park and get
wrapped. Right. I think that's the highlight of the weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to slide down.
And then later the night in Nard's room, there'll be the water sports at Drench Fur.
Right. So. Just bring towels. Okay. All right, so let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, guys. And if you want to comment on the show, email us at show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call the voicemail line.
What's at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
There you go.
Leave your voice comments and we'll play
you
on the show.
Yo, at least
talk about something fun to do. You know, I got to work it out.
Yeah, since it's video now, right?
Yeah, we got to do video. So, maybe we need to flash it on the bottom of the screen like they do. Call now! The first 10 callers get... Nard's electrified nipple.
Oh, no. Get to electrify my nipple. Okay, so go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. And go to facebook.com/bearpodcast. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/bearpodcast. Okay, so...
That's it. Oh, and don't forget to register for Bear Watch. It's coming up in May. Go to www.bearwatch.net and register today. If you're Growler users, go look on Growler because there's a special coupon code to get you a discount on there. So.
That's right. Just check out bearwatch.net so you guys can register.
Register today. Come on, guys. It's filling up. There's only a few more spaces left. Register.
That's right.
All you chasers out there, it's full of bears.
Lots of bears. Okay, so... Well, thanks for the dinner, Ray.
No problem.
And thanks for electrocuting my nipples.
I started to drop your pants and do a lot more.
No, I'm not. Yes. I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
No. Not near the junk. I don't know if you guys can handle it. I can't. I don't think so. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week or the next episode of Bear Podcast. And we'll have some many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.